the spiritual, the paranormal, angels,
demons,
off-worlders,
UFOs,
conspiracies,
weird weather, seen and the unseen. It's Sight Unseen with your host, psychic and medium, Danielle Agnew.
Hey everybody, how are you? Welcome to Sight Unseen every Wednesday here on mtradio.net, broadcasting live from the big sky country of Billings, Montana. I am so happy to be back with you guys. I took a little break last week. I was having the crud going through my voice, and you know, I figured if I didn't want to really sound like Marge Simpson, well, I did sound like Marge Simpson. I didn't want to put you through me sounding like Marge Simpson. Anyway, tonight we have a very special guest. I am so excited because, of course, here in our holistic community in Billings, Montana, we have some amazing practitioners, just amazing practitioners. And who we have tonight is hypnotherapist Lisa Clark, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about Lisa here. I'm so excited that she is practicing hypnotherapy here in Billings, Montana, because so many people consider this hypnotherapy a hoodoo science, a voodoo science. They don't understand it. So, Lisa, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. This is great. You are my first hypnotherapist.
Oh, that's even cooler.
Right?
And we have something else that's new tonight, right?
Yes, we do. We have a brand new chat room here at mtradio.net. And if you are listening today, of course, I always give you the shout out and tell you to call in to our studio line, which I'll give you in just a minute, the phone line. But now we have a chat room, you guys. So if you want to talk to me or to Lisa, but you don't necessarily want to call in and be heard on the radio, because a lot of people feel a little intimidated by that, you can actually reach us at mtradio.net/chat. And you're going to see the Sight Unseen room there. And I'm logged in. And Sean, our board op and complete guru of the century, is also logged in. So if you guys have questions, I will do my best not to completely squirrel and skits out on you. And actually get to the chat room and get to Lisa and get to these angels that everybody's talking with me right now. A ton of these angels are talking about your path and projection.
Awesome.
Lisa. And so before we get started, I would love you to explain to people what a hypnotherapist does. Because I literally had people, when I told them that you were going to come on the show tonight, I had people going, What's a hypnotherapist? And, oh, that's weird. Is that somebody in prison that talks you past like getting? I'm like, no, that is a vocational therapist. You have them backwards. So what does a hypnotherapist do?
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I've heard a lot of descriptions from people, too. One person asked me if I could start fires with my eyes once.
Start fires with your... Oh, that's cool.
With my eyes. Well, that was a fun one. But, you know...
God, that's fabulous.
What I do is I use hypnosis to help people make some major changes in their life, or to adjust to changes in their life, or to grow spiritually, to do all sorts of things. But a lot of us were raised based on some limiting beliefs that really stop us from succeeding or limit our success in life. And that could be in health and spirituality, in all sorts of areas of your life. But what I do is I use hypnosis, which is just an altered state of consciousness that most of us experience every day of our lives. So we don't realize this, but if you've ever been lost in a book or lost when in a movie and really just focused in on that, you've been in that state of consciousness. And I use my voice and I talk with people and help them to relax and get into that state. And what we're able to do is kind of go past the conscious mind that analyzes everything and into the subconscious mind, where we can make those sorts of changes. We can suggest that those limiting beliefs be removed and replace them with something healthier, a new, healthy, happy belief.
I love this.
I love it too. I love it more than everything I've ever done in my life. It's awesome.
Well, you have an enormous healing aptitude also. We've discussed this, you and I, off microphone, that you actually have an incredible healing vibration about you. And it's called the gift of alas, and that is actually a vocal tone or vocal gift, a gift of speech. And it's also an intonation gift. And when you and I were visiting at one point, you were just speaking to me about whatever you were speaking to me about. And this amazing lull just keeps happening. And I'm listening to you going, I am just getting sucked into the void here. I need to focus on what we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I've always been told that in my life, and I never in my life thought I would be a hypnotherapist, but that's what I ended up doing. And then when I started practicing that at my school, I really just fell in love with it because something really spiritual happens when I get into that sort of state where I'm helping somebody, I'm facilitating this process with my voice. It's something really spiritual happens in that process, and I absolutely love it. And there's a healing vibration. I can feel it. They can feel it. And it's just an amazing thing to be a part of.
Well, that's fantastic. There's a listener in the chat room who said a hypnotherapist helped me get over performance anxiety to finally pass a major exam.
Mm.
So, I mean, how does that deal with anxiety? How do you go and excavate somebody underneath of their issues? How do you help them de-wedge themselves?
Oh, wow. So, you know, there are a lot of different ways to do that, and everyone's different. And that's one of the things that I love about my job, too, is everyone I see has something different going on. But we get ourselves into that state of anxiety, don't we? We talk to ourselves in our minds. We're going, oh, I'm going to fail, or, oh, I'm going to, you know, everyone's going to laugh at me. And they just, you get really nervous. And what I can do with hypnosis is move past that. And in the subconscious mind, where most of what we do is driven by the subconscious, 95% of what we do every day is driven by what's in our subconscious, not our conscious mind. So that's why when we're trying to stop eating chocolate, and we say, I don't want to eat chocolate anymore, pretty soon we're driven to eat chocolate because our conscious mind isn't at work most of the time. So what I do is I actually find out a lot more about my client. I find out what's going on before you're going on stage. What are you thinking before you're going on stage? And we go from there, and everyone has something different. So, you know, and it's just a way to go past that analytical part of the mind that gets us into trouble in those situations, and to calm down the subconscious and to actually have the subconscious work for us in conjunction with the conscious mind. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And from the spiritual perspective, obviously I'm a psychic, I'm a medium, working with the less psychological aspect, the spiritual consciousness. It's been my observation that the spiritual consciousness is one consciousness. We divide it into the subconscious and the conscious, mm-hmm. because sometimes we're just flat fearful of looking at the lessons that we are choosing. So it's been my experience. We're talking about the exact same thing, where we delineate the subconscious as a spiritual lesson that we are not necessarily wanting to face at that moment. So we're going to put it in the quote subconscious end quote area back here. Hypnotherapy helps a person, it's by the sounds of it, helps a person to be at ease with the one consciousness level, to bring all consciousness forward at one time rather than fragmenting the consciousness due to whatever lesson group that you're working through at that time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That is so cool.
It is cool. It's so cool that it's like, it's amazing to even talk about it. When I get started talking about it, I get all excited and, you know, and super happy that people want to know about it and super happy to help people because it's an amazing tool. It really is.
Well, and I've had people in my sessions say, do you know a hypnotherapist? And when you were first deciding and starting and doing all these things, I was very excited to know that you were going into this field because I have someone to say, yeah, I do know a hypnotherapist. Mm. There are many people who feel intimidated to allow the conscious mind, or rather to allow access to the conscious mind or subconscious mind, if you will, by a third party. I've had people say, oh my God, I'm so afraid to be hypnotized because what if they plant something in me that I should jump off a bridge at a later time? And I mean, all this conspiracy weirdness. What would you say to people who may struggle with the idea that you could be suggested to while under hypnosis out of their control?
You know, I always say, and a lot of people say, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. So the person being hypnotized is actually the one that's in control. You decide that you want to listen to my voice and you decide to allow yourself to relax and you understand everything that's going on during that process. You know, you hear, you're there, you're present. It's just that you're not, your conscious is not allowed to, or not being allowed to analyze every little thing. So if you've ever been driving down the highway, and this has probably happened to you, Danielle, and you've missed, or you took your exit home and you go, oh, I know I passed that place because that's where I pass. And here I am all of a sudden home, you know, you've been on hypnosis highway. So you were aware of what you were doing while you were driving. And if a siren had been going off behind you, you would have been aware of that too. Well, the subconscious is protective. very protective of us. So if I were to suggest something that did not align with your values and your beliefs, it just wouldn't happen. Your subconscious would not allow that to happen.
That is awesome. Thank you so much. I have attempted to explain this to people by saying, you know, a hypnotherapist is not here to program you like, you know, some weird 1970s spy movie,
right?
Okay? But that's what we think hypnosis is. And it's been my experience just in examining the energy signatures that come off of people while they are under hypnosis. It is, you're exactly right. Well, obviously you're a hypnotherapist. You know what you're talking about. It is 100% that person being 100% present.
Mm.
And I have found that individuals fear being that present, because then what are we going to blame our isms on if we're that present?
That is true. If you don't want to know the truth, then you're probably not going to allow yourself to get into that state, because that's what happens, is the truth comes out.
That's
and
awesome.
I don't have to know it. You know, I don't have to hear it. It's not like somebody's telling me all their deep, dark secrets, because that's not what happens at all. But, you know, your subconscious will bring forth images and messages for you that you maybe need to know right now if you want to get through a certain part of your life. There's some lessons. You were just talking about this earlier, and sometimes we're afraid of those lessons. Sometimes we're afraid of the truth.
Well, and you know what I find? I find that if we fear the truth, why in the Dickens are we visiting an intuitive, a psychic, a medium, a hypnotherapist? I mean, what is that about? It's interesting. We look at how the mind and the body and the consciousness interact. And my father is a mental health professional, and has been forever. And my whole dad's side of the family are mental health practitioners. And so there is a big tie to the subconscious mind, and very much so. I mean, in my work, I look at it as the spiritual consciousness trying to say, help, get me out of here. You know, and that's what you're helping people do, is unlock this. Now, how did you feel about coming into a market like Billings, Montana? And for our listeners who are not from this area, this is the largest city in several states, yet we're still just knocking, we're still under 200,000 people. It is traditionally a, quote, traditional area, spiritually and sociologically, yet it's a very non-traditional area because we have a huge holistic community. How did you feel about coming out, if you will, with this desire to be a hypnotherapist in a more conservative market?
That is a great question. You know, I was actually really nervous about it. I didn't know how the community would accept me, but the one thing that I do have a lot of is faith, and I know that I attract the clients that need my help. And so they just show up, and I have faith, and they do. They show up and they go, thank goodness you were here, you know, which makes me so happy, and I'm full of joy just to even hear that. Thank goodness you were here, because I really needed this kind of healing. And so I'm here because of those people.
Well, and isn't that ironic? We have such a calling in this field.
Mm-hmm.
We are here for the folks who need the help. When my spiritual practice got moved up here a year ago, last October, from Los Angeles, I was 11 years down there, and I'm from Montana, obviously, but I thought, oh my God, I mean, how is a psychic and a medium going to go over in this market? And the fact was, people are ready to hear the truth in many different ways. They are ready to accept help,
mm-hmm,
in many different ways. In fact, you work down at SoulSync Bodywork,
mm-hmm,
actually, which is downtown. And I've had Marcia Reichert on as a guest. She's an owner and a Celtic tonal healer in SoulSync. So that is a group of practitioners.
Right, right. You know, and I'm finding that people are opening up more and more. It seems like, and we've talked about this before too, people are just waking up all over the place and they're looking for something different. And you were asking, why do people come to a psychic? Why do people come to a hypnotherapist if they don't want to know the truth? And I have found that sometimes people just want a quick fix. And it doesn't.
And I think, you're the psychic one. She's also very intuitive, people. We'll get to that in a minute. But I was just thinking, how do you deal with the, here, fix me, I don't want to do all the work, but you can hypnotize me and make me better. How do you deal with that?
Well, I'm not a stage hypnotist, so I don't get to pretend like I have magic powers and tell you to turn around three times and then,
right,
quack like a duck, and then all of a sudden you're not going to eat chocolate anymore. It doesn't work like that. But I do have some good conversations with people, and I explain to them what I can do and how I can help them. But there's some action required on their part, obviously.
Well, and that's like a client that will come sit with me. And I have had very well-meaning clients say what I'm about to say. So it's not that I'm poking everybody with a stick here. Sometimes people just don't know. Yet I've had clients sit in front of me and say, well, just why don't you just tell me what I need to know? And I will literally say, I can't, because you don't need to know anything. What do you choose to know? And let me help you. Because this idea that people are going to just go put their dime in the machine and the magic answer is going to come out, and then you just take your magic answer and apply it like a cheat in the video game, and you go forward six steps while everybody else is going through.
Right.
That's not the spiritual process.
You know what? And the other thing too, I truly believe that we really already have our own answers.
Absolutely.
I believe we already have our own answers, and I believe that, I believe in the power of the subconscious mind. I believe in the power of spirit, and bringing all those things together helps me facilitate that process where you find your own answers. And that's what it's really about. So you get to choose, as my client gets to choose what they get to do. I don't tell anybody how to live their life.
Well, no, and really reputable practitioners do not. I've had people sit in front of me and say, just tell me what my angels want me to know. What do they want me to do? And again, I'll say, actually, angelic life, they are not people. They don't have an agenda. What do you want to do? They're here to provide you information so that you can make the choices that are good for you. And that's, I've had other psychics that I have disagreed with in my time who have said, well, we're here to tell people how to live their life. And I'm like, no, we're not. No, we're not. We're here to report back on options, and people get to choose. And guys, if you're listening, that is the difference between a reputable hypnotherapist, a reputable psychic, a reputable anybody in this field. If they are telling you how to live your life and you need to do this, that is their ego. It is not the process.
Absolutely. And I really try very hard to keep my ego out of it. That also helps me to help people, because if I'm sitting there and I think I know all the answers, that means I think I know all about you. And that just really kind of limits the whole experience. It limits the healing that can come from that experience. And I've had to do that to myself too. Sometimes I'll ask my guides, what should I do next? And I get the funniest answers from them. They'll, you know what I mean?
They're hilarious.
They crack
what
me
do
up.
You choose to do? You know? So here's another aspect of you that I'm going to kind of throw out there, because it's my job as a media personality. You're very intuitive as well. You are also an intuitive. Mm-hmm. You are not simply an individual who's deeply gifted with the gift of Alas, which is the gift of speech, who has chosen to go into a psychological profession. You are a very intuitive individual. How does your intuition play into your hypnotherapy practice?
You know, I what I do before I see anyone, before every session, is I take a few minutes, I get myself centered, and I do a little meditation, and I ask for guidance. I ask for a spirit to be in the room with me, and I ask to have the ability to connect deeply with my client and on a soul level, so that I know the words to say. And I just allow that process to happen. Sometimes it's just a simple question I'm guided to ask, or sometimes I'm guided to do a specific script. I just use that guidance, and it's kind of fun because I never know what's going to happen.
I know that feeling.
So yeah. I am intuitive, and it's always been interesting just to allow that process to happen. So I learn a lot too from my sessions with my clients. I'm also learning about myself during that process too, because I'm allowing this thing to happen through me.
Through you. And that is the key. It is through us, those of us in this field. And obviously I'm not a hypnotherapist, Lisa, yet for this spiritual application of any of this to work, it must come through us, and we remove the self. And that's part of your job, it sounds like, is to help people remove the concept of the self.
Right.
Because I can imagine, I see this in my clients. There might be somebody with an idea of who they think they are, because that's what they've told themselves they are.
Absolutely.
Yet the soul, the spirit, the subconscious is over here going, dude, this is not me at all. So what do you do if you run into a conscious mind, if you will, that is in direct opposition with the soul or subconscious? What happens?
Oh, it happens all the time. People will come to me and they'll say, this is what my problem is, and this is what I want to work on. And I just say, okay. And then I ask for guidance again, and I just allow that process to unfold. And through a hypnosis session, that person might become aware of something different. And then all of a sudden go, I didn't know. I wasn't thinking of it that way.
Or, interesting.
Yeah, it's really cool. So I really don't have to do the work.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's all I'm doing is using my voice and following the guidance of spirit. And then they come to understand that or become aware of whatever spirit wants them to know or that they need to know at that time.
You know, what's so valuable about this also for people, it is the way that the message comes through me, through your angelic guides. And I'm always saying, angels make me sound so smart. I sound like the most researched person ever. I'm like, no, actually, I get the angel channel. So that's really the truth. But what I'm listening, what I'm hearing is that you have this opportunity to assist people in acquainting themselves with the self rather than the imposed self.
Right.
And what they're talking about is there seems to be a great divide in people between who we authentically are and who we're trying to be. And it's trying to like, it's trying to get a car to run on gasoline that doesn't fit the engine. It just keeps breaking down.
Right. And you know, what happens is when we live that way for a long time, and I've done that myself, I've gone through this process myself. And so we tell ourselves who we are, we make up this identity. And sometimes it's because or we try to use something from the outside of us to define who we are, right? So we're trying to buy new cars, we're trying to move to different places and get new husbands and wives and all of these different things to
absolutely
create this identity for ourselves. But what happens in the process is it becomes really painful. It's extremely painful to live that way. And people sometimes will come to me and they don't even know why they're in such pain. But what it is that they've created this identity that does not match who they are. So,
you know, and that is something huge. I just gave her a huge thumbs up. Nobody can see that in the studio here. The reason I did that is because there are people listening today that needed to hear that. And I felt the little light bulbs go over the heads out there. I felt this poof, 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 poof. Wait, I've got something that I know it's out of place, like a piece of furniture in my living room that I keep stumbling over, yet I cannot see it. Mm. And one of the functions that I am aware of that you are able to facilitate is finding the invisible furniture in your room so you're not stumbling over that same piece over and over again.
Right, right. And we do. We repeat those things over and over and over again, and we keep trying to do the same thing and get a different result, and then we're just in a lot of pain, and it just gets, you know what? These lessons come up over and over and over in our lives, right?
Until yes, they do.
Until we finally get it, until we choose a different way to act, then they'll just keep coming back. And so sometimes people are in a lot of pain when they come in, and what they're finding out is that they are not living the life that they truly, you know, that their soul needs to live. I don't know how else to say it except that. And that happened to me, and I understand what that feels like. And so that's another benefit, is just having had that experience.
Well, that's exactly it. And I think we all go through periods of something's wrong, but we don't quite know what it is.
Right.
And I deal a lot in my own practice with that. In fact, if you have a question for our fantastic guest, hypnotherapist Lisa Clark, there are two ways you can get a hold of us tonight. Call us live on the air. Area code 406-545-4496, option one. That is 406-545-4496, option one. Call us with your questions. Or if you'd prefer to go online, we have a brand new chat room here at mtradio.net. Head over to mtradio.net/chat, and I will pick up your questions and pass them on to Lisa, and she can actually get them answered for you. Lisa, I do have a question of you. While our listeners are pondering, I feel a few people going, I want to call, but I'm afraid. You can hit the chat room, you guys. You can actually hit the chat room under a fake name if you really want to have some triple anonymity there. We're good there. Here we go, listener. Is it possible to work with a client long distance, like phone or Skype? Do you do that long distance, Lisa?
Absolutely. I have lots of clients in lots of different places. I have clients in Colorado. I have clients in Arizona and Kentucky. So yeah, I meet with people on Skype or other online video chat. And I also have an online program. And so I do coaching through my online program and meet with people on Skype all the time. And it's just as effective.
Well, and that's like me doing phone readings.
Right.
You know, and again, it's, I want you to understand in our interview today, it's not that I'm trying to draw this all back to me and my practice, just as far as you're the first hypnotherapist we've had. So the listeners, you know, being attuned to psychics, mediums, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, you guys, you know how we talk on the phone. She can help you over the phone as well.
Right.
And I want to make sure to plug you twice, not once, twice. How do people get a hold of you, even though we're going to continue talking for the rest of the hour? How do people get a hold of you for a session?
You can give me a call at 406-696-7946, or you can check me out on the website, healthyhappyfree.me.
Healthyhappyfree.me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah, you'll have to check it out. I have an online program there called Embody Wholeness.
Healthy, what is it again?
Healthyhappyfree.me.
That's fantastic. And you have an online program there, you're saying?
Mm-hmm. It's called Embody Wholeness, and it's a combination of coaching and hypnotherapy sessions. So there are 9 coaching sessions that you can do online with exercises. And then we meet online to do hypnotherapy sessions, or in office if you're in Billings.
That's fantastic. And where is SoulSync Bodywork located? If I say I'm in Billings, I'm like, no, I'm not feeling confident enough to call up on the phone. And that weirds me out. I want to see you in person. Where do I find you?
SoulSync is at 208 North 29th Street, Suite 227. So it's in the Head and Empire Building upstairs, Suite 227.
That's fantastic. I am so excited about all of our practitioners here. You know, Billings is actually, I call it the Northern Sedona. There is such an incredible vortex margin here. And with our ethers thinning in this time frame, and everybody attempting to come into authenticity with the self, there is a lot that's going on up here. I mean, we've got you, this amazing hypnotherapist in town. We have, as you explained it earlier, people waking up. And explain to our listeners what that means, people waking up. What is that in reference to?
To me, it's waking up to your soul coming into your awareness. So you're aware that you are more than what you say you are. You're more than what other people say you are. And it's really an awesome, awesome time in your life. Sometimes it feels pretty rocky and feels challenging, but it's actually a great place to be, because all of a sudden you start asking questions like, what should I be doing with my life? What is my purpose for being here?
Oh boy, what is my purpose?
Right.
And Year of Reconciliation is bringing out people's purpose right now, where the boots meet the ground, you bet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have a listener who has a question for you. Where can a person get training as a hypnotherapist? How long does it take, and where do you go?
Oh, good question. The school that I went to is called Southwest Institute of Healing Arts. You can actually go to school online. They also do video classrooms and video training. And so I would definitely recommend checking out SWEHA, Southwest Institute of Healing Arts .edu.
SWEHA?
Yeah.
Southwest Institute of Healing Arts .net. Is that what you said?
Edu.
.edu.
Yep, right. It's an accredited school.
Wow, that's cool. I was trying to answer our listener in the chat room, and I'm like, oh my God, I have to try to pick the letter out of each word here. This is awkward. Okay. I'm like, Sweoha. Whoa, I'm speaking Hawaiian all of a sudden. What happened here? Oh my heavens.
It's actually one of the top healing arts schools in the country, and they're located in Tempe, Arizona. It's an awesome place. Awesome, awesome mentors and professors and teachers there. And to answer the question about how long it takes, it really depends on what you want to use hypnotherapy for. There's a really basic program that's, I think that was about 5 or 6 months. And then the one that I took was a year long. And so I became a clinical hypnotherapist. So therefore I can see people who have medical issues as well.
So. Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. That is so fantastic. In our discovery of the subconscious and the conscious mind, one of the things I've been looking at is in the Year of Reconciliation, which is now 2015, okay, let me back that up. Spiritual dynamics aren't really dictating right now that big fat excuses or blaming or a lot of projection are going to get you anywhere. That is just, that is a train wreck that's happening. And so folks are very well served to come into the authenticity that is them.
Absolutely.
And people are, I tell people this all the time, the universe just, if you're going to whine, this is not the year for it. Guys, we're going to go into a quick break. We're going to come back and talk more about how hypnotherapy can help you make decisions in yourself without the fear. We're going to talk about what fear is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. This is Sight Unseen. I'm Danielle Agnew, your host. Don't go anywhere. Sight Unseen. We'll be right back.
Hey there, it's Rebecca from Fit Body Bootcamp Billings. We've got a new way of working out that can burn more fat and make your body more athletic in less time. I'm talking about the Fit Body Bootcamp fat-burning workouts that will do the job of a one-hour traditional workout in only 30 minutes. Our secret sauce is how we create the afterburn effect with combined resistance training and cardio to make sure you burn more fat after each session. Try our 21-day Fat Loss Inferno program to see for yourself. You'll get our exclusive program with our Fit Body Jumpstart Nutrition Plan. Call 850-8459 to reserve your spot. New members only, please.
There's a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years, and it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light and of God. And I think that that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
Fit Body Bootcamp. Billings. Mind. Body. Life. Actual clients. Tell their stories.
My biggest success, going from a size 34 to a size 30 for my pants and losing 25 pounds.
I went from 25% body fat down to 15% body fat.
I have lost 45 pounds.
Fit Body Bootcamp Billings. 601 24th Street West in Westgate Village. Be the change you want to see. Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook.
At Soul Sync Body Work in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marsha Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call Soul Sync Body Work for your appointment today at 281-0135 or visit soulsyncbodywork.com.
Hey, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew here. It's that time of year. We're ramping into the holidays, and with that comes the holiday stress. Sleepless nights because your brain won't shut down. My meditation CD, Creation Whispers, is a massage for the mind. I've composed a musical canvas that specifically inspires theta waves in the brain, which triggers the deep relaxation that's necessary to fall asleep. Download my album, Creation Whispers, from iTunes today and get the rest your body is craving. Also available on CD at Barjans in downtown Billings. And now, back to Sight Unseen. Hey everybody, welcome back to Sight Unseen, here every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Mountain Time, because, you know, we are up in the mountains-ish. We're down the street from the mountains. Not according to Bozeman or Missoula. They think we're out in the middle of the eastern part of the state. That is not true. We're right here on the edge of the mountains. Welcome back. Our guest all this hour is hypnotherapist Lisa Clark. Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
And actually, during the break, we had another question in the chat room, which is, what kinds of medical issues can hypnotherapy treat?
That is a great question. You know, what I do is a lot of pain management with people who have illnesses that where they have a lot of pain.
Sure.
Sometimes it is due to a side effect of like chemotherapy or radiation, things like that. So pain management is what I concentrate on. A lot of great stuff comes from hypnotherapy with people who have fibromyalgia. I find, and this is my personal opinion, that fibromyalgia really is a lot of fear inside. And we were just talking about fear just a minute ago.
Yes.
It's kind of attacking the self. And so when we can take the subconscious or the conscious part out of it, then the body can actually heal itself. The body is amazing. And you can't affect one part of the self without affecting the other parts. So
Well, and what's fascinating for me about this, and it's so funny, you guys, I wish you could see this, because as Lisa is speaking, you know, obviously we're communicating without talking because she's an intuitive and so am I. And she starts talking about fibromyalgia and starts saying, it has been my experience. I'm like, oh my God, right? It's denials. It's all this stuff. Fibromyalgia, of course, I believe falls under the autoimmune category.
It does.
And of course, autoimmune, it's also my opinion that autoimmune is emotional. And it is energetic rejections of the self and all kinds of other things. And so when we're dealing with pain management, I got a good question for you. We are also dealing with body issues.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife obviously owns a boot camp here in town, Fit Body Boot Camp. And there are people all the time that will come in and say, is there somewhere I can go to just get hypnotized so I can lose 100 pounds? How do you address that particular issue? Hypnosis and weight loss. How do you address that?
That's a great question. And you know, when I first started my practice, a lot of people came to me for weight loss, and I did not want to do weight loss. I had this whole block against the weight loss thing with hypnotherapy. And in my mind, I'm like, I want to focus on spiritual stuff, you know, and I want to focus on the really cool stuff. And to me, the spiritual stuff was like the meat of it all, you know? And so I eventually started a weight management group. And so I had a group of people who were in my practice to lose weight. And what I found is that we all go through the same process no matter what you're trying to change in your life. There's still a process that you have to go through. You have to become aware of what your limiting beliefs are and have those removed. A lot of fear. And another thing that I've noticed among anybody who has a lot of weight gain or a lot of pain in their body or a lot of dis-ease a lot of dis-ease is anger. And people don't like to admit that they're angry, but there's a lot of unforgiveness. And so it really messes up the body.
I have found with anger and the body in dealing with in my tonal alignment practice, which is placing Tibetan bowls on people and ringing them and then getting in energetically and kind of shaking out some of that stuff that they've got going on there. Of course, I believe that healing happens with the client and source, client and God.
Right.
And I'm somebody who stands in the middle of that, like the magnifying glass focusing the sun. I'm not the sun and I'm not the ground. I'm just in between.
It's working through you.
Working through me, baby, like you were talking about earlier. But that being said, I've worked with people who have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And energetically, cancer comes off like a virus, the same type of resonance.
Mm-hmm.
And so cancer also carries with it, and I would like your opinion on this. I've noticed it carries a tag of, you said anger. There can be anger, and underneath of that, like you were saying, is a lot of self. It's a lot of denials of the self.
Mm-hmm.
And denying love, denying men who get testicular cancer, oftentimes I will see there's an emotional issue tied to that that has to do with a loss of virility or who they are if that's not what they lead with in life.
Right.
Or women with breast cancer because they're in a horrible marriage for 35 years in a very emotionally abusive relationship. Well, the heart chakra sits in back of the breasts, and as that energy is augmented, so are the cells. What are your thoughts on that?
I totally agree with that. I know that our thoughts, and in fact, this is not something that, it's not just my opinion. This is scientific fact now. If you read about epigenetics, Dr. Bruce Lipton has a great way of explaining how our thoughts create these kinds of conditions in our body and through our emotions. And so our emotion, when we have certain thoughts that create these emotions of anger or fear or hatred and things like that, it sends out signals to every cell in our body. And those, you know, something has to happen with that. We have to either release it or it gets stuck there. And that's when I believe that we develop cancer and other disorders like that.
So I completely agree with you. That has 100% been my observation. And so if you're listening out there and you are struggling with releasing an emotion that is tough for you to release, because I've run into folks who don't want to release their emotions because they're afraid that if they release that anger, they are giving permission to the person who abused them to continue to do so or whatnot. And so we substitute emotionality in areas of release because we feel that if we don't hang on to that emotionality, we don't hold someone accountable oftentimes. Sounds like hypnotherapy could assist in making that emotional bridge between the healing process intellectually and the healing process physically for the body, as well as dealing with the emotionality that wants us to hang on to negative reaction.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And forgiveness is not about condoning. It's not about forgiving. It's not about ignoring or suppressing. That's like the worst thing we can do, right, is ignore it or suppress it. It's about letting go of the pain. You have to release that. I cannot take that away from you. You have to release it. So you do yourself a whole lot of favors when you release those kinds of pains. You can save yourself from, you know, cancer and fibromyalgia and all these other disorders that come about when we hold on to that stuff. Our body holds on to it.
And we are spiritual creatures in a physical flesh suit, mm-hmm. in our space suit, our little astronaut suit here with smiles and makeup on it and hair care products and all these things. And to be able to release these things in the body is to be in wellness rather than dis-ease. Now, here is a great question from our chat room for you, Lisa. We have a listener that would like to know if hypnosis can be used to tap into past lives.
Oh, I love this question. Yes. The short answer is yes, it can. I get a lot of questions about past life hypnosis. The thing about past life sessions is that people will want to go, was I famous, you know, in my past life? Or, you know, did I do something really cool? And most of the time, it's...
Sorry. Go ahead.
Most of the time we have very ordinary lives, even in our past lives, right? But you know what's really cool about past life sessions is it's another source of healing. Sometimes we hold on to stuff from past lives too.
We do. In fact, I had a blessing of a lot of clients today. A few of them, we were discussing past life issues that I had mentioned had left hooks in them. Mm-hmm. And they were dragging these issues through this life, recreating situations in order to work out past situations. I hope people go to you. I have referred people to you when they'll say to me, they'll be like, can you hypnotize me and look into my past life? I'm like, no, I can look into your past life. If you would like to experience your past life, you need to go see my friend Lisa. I can peek at it for you, but it's not like being there.
You know, it's a really fun thing. And when I first started doing it, I was a little nervous about it because I didn't really know what to expect. But every single past life session I have ever done has produced a profound healing.
Yes, they do.
They really do. People are amazed when those sessions are over. They're like, I can't believe how real that was.
Yes.
I can't believe how much better I feel. And it totally makes sense. I've been holding on to this feeling. They don't even know where the feeling comes from. And how could they, right? From a past life.
Right. You wouldn't. Not consciously.
Right.
And so what I think is fascinating is we're so stuck on past lives a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And my job is to make sure that people are in the, as is yours, to make sure they're in the present, because right. your present creates your future. Yet I have definitely seen this is a real issue for people. They come in with past life wounds. And as a reader, as a psychic, as a medium, whatever, there's a particular way that I will deal with that. Yet if you are going into a hypnotherapy session to deal with your past lives, and I've done it myself, mm-hmm. and I'm going to come to you and have it done again because I think it'd be fun.
Awesome.
I particularly enjoyed going into some of my past lives because the person who was hypnotizing me for that journey made sure I was separated from the emotionality of it. Mm-hmm. And I just observed all this stuff and I was like, holy cow. And I had some hangups in that life. I wasn't the nicest person ever. Well-intentioned, but made some real bad missteps. So I'm like, oh God, that sucks. Okay. But that was probably why I went and looked at that particular life.
Right. Yeah. And that's the other thing too, that, you know, I have no idea what's going to happen for the client, which life they're going to go into. It really does depend on what kind of lesson they need to learn right now to make their life better today. And so it's really cool. I've had clients who have chosen to experience it. And I have clients who have gone into what that's called an abreaction when you are experiencing a negative emotion during a hypnosis session. And so that's when I would bring them out of that first person view and into like this third person view where you can watch the events happening, but still get the same amount of healing out of it.
Yeah. Well, and that's healthy too, because you're dealing with most people are not... in association with that which frightens them the most. Mm-hmm. That's why they've tucked it into the subconscious.
Right.
Because they don't want to deal with it. I noticed that with my wife's business in weight loss. There's a lot, and you were saying this earlier, there's a lot of reasons why people carry even past life wounds mm-hmm. will deal in, I'm going to protect myself with weight in this life. Now, guys, if you're listening, I'm not saying if you're 5 pounds overweight, you have a past life issue. I'm saying that there are sometimes people will carry that, you know, they will carry that with them. Weight, when we carry weight with us, that is oftentimes an indicator that we are burdened by something.
You know, I had a client once that wanted to do a past life session, and she was part of a weight management program. She wanted to do a past life session for some other reason. But what came out of it was that when she experienced death in this past life, when her soul left the body, she noticed that her body was skin and bones, and she made a decision at that point to never look like that again. So she was having trouble in this life releasing the weight because of that fear of being skin and bones again.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
See, and this is what's so cool, Lisa. You can help people get to these points or these triggers that they may not even be aware that they have.
Absolutely. And it's so fun. It's so awesome. It's so awesome to be a part of that.
Yeah, well, it's awesome to be, I'm sure, and to have people actually feel these transitions and happen right in front of you. You guys, if you have a question for our fantastic guest hypnotherapist, Lisa Clark, go ahead and call us live in studio, area code 406-545-4496, option 1. Make sure you hit the option 1, or join us live right now in the chat room at mtradio.net/chat. And you can actually ask questions. In fact, we got another question for you right here. Can everybody be hypnotized, or just those that are able to relax to that level?
I say that everyone can be hypnotized. Not everyone should be hypnotized.
Ooh, do explain that.
Okay. So there are some people that I don't see or that I would require referral. For example, if someone has been diagnosed with a mental disorder like schizophrenia or something like that, that's something that a therapist needs to see that person, a psychotherapist. Most people, I would say 99% of all of us can be hypnotized if you have the ability to use your imagination. And you have the ability to listen, then you can be hypnotized.
See, and I'm just listening to your voice over here, and I am so tonally sensitive as a musician. I'm listening to you over here just kind of lulling away, and I'm like, come on, sister. I've got my own guides and angels back here poking me in the back with a stick saying, this is not your enjoyment time. Come on, sister, snap out of that. When you are, oh, here we go. Has there ever been a time when someone has come to you for a hypnotherapy session and said, I want to get over this, and you've used your intuition or perhaps just assessed the situation and said, wow, I don't feel I should help you?
I have. Yes.
Yeah, I have had people who have sat down and started talking to me in readings, and I have said to them, bless you, I am not a licensed therapist, and I truly believe this is where your focus should be at this time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I had a person who came to me, in fact, last summer, and I immediately knew that the issues that she was dealing with were outside of the scope of my practice. I did talk with her, and I did listen to her, and I made some suggestions, and I had her call her therapist while she was in my office because I knew that that's what she really needed at that time. We did a little meditation, but I did not see her as a hypnotherapist.
Okay. Well, and I think that's responsible because absolutely. I have known a few hypnotherapists in the past who, not you, okay, who have decided that they have this kind of a God complex, frankly, to unlock the subconscious, and there's nothing they can't crack. And when that ego gets involved, even with practitioners who do what I do, when you're going to sit there and, quote, read for somebody or work with them in a hypnotherapy session, and you are wading into waters that are not going to be helpful, that's a violation of the prime directive of healers.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I do try to keep, I mean, I wish I could have helped her. I really did.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know what I mean? But I just couldn't because she was very desperate. But you're right. It is the responsible thing to do. And I know what I am allowed to do. I know what I'm capable of doing. And I also know that it's not about me. Like you were talking about earlier, It's not about me. It's really about them. So what's going to benefit that client the most?
I love that about you, Lisa. We have another question in our chat room. Jeanette says, regarding past lives, if indeed time and space are constructs of playing on planet Earth, which I love, okay, and all lives are happening in the now, because that's really a physics issue, wouldn't a, quote, past life healing, quote, heal every experiential line going forward and backwards?
That is a good question.
The answer to that question, Jeanette, is yes. If you execute a past life healing, according to the angels that be, if you execute a past life healing, then not only are you healing yourself now, you're healing yourself in the future because you won't carry that life with you. You will heal yourself in the past. You heal yourself simultaneously. So exponentially, that would be massive leaps forward as opposed to the leap that you would make on the one issue because you're leaping from the past and the future. What do you think?
I totally agree. I kind of got lost in when I had my own past life regression session one time, and not just one time, I've had many of them, but in this one particular instance, I was traveling with a companion to a cabin, and I was going there to heal a little boy, a little sick boy, and the people in the community did not like me.
Oh my God. Okay. Right on.
And so there were two men waiting behind a tree and one of them shot me with an arrow.
Oh, that's real nice.
Yeah. And so that's how I died in that life. But when I was experienced that in my past life session, I said, I forgive you. And I felt a release from me. And I also felt a release from them. Like it was like, we weren't stuck together anymore. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So yes, I totally agree with that. I've experienced that.
You know, one of the things that I think is unbelievable about this question, good question, Jeanette, in the chat room, is that we are happening all at once.
Mm.
And the past life that I saw, it was really only one. And my hypnotherapist at that time said, I want you to walk into a room and how many doors? And there was like 14 doors in this room. And one of them was painted shellac black. And everything else was white. And I said, ooh, I'm going to go look behind that door. And the person did not have a lot of experience like you, Lisa. It was a rather an experienced individual. So I went in and looked. And I, and in that life, was a spiritual practitioner way back in the Pueblo Nations.
Wow.
10,000 years ago or so, we're talking the Hopi and Navajo folks. That whole Anasazi group, actually, that went extinct. And I was a medicine woman. And I was attempting to conjure a spirit out of the ground to assist with this drought that was happening. Problem was, I won't even get into what I was doing to get this spirit to get there because it was really disgusting. When I looked at what was happening in this cave, I'm like, oh my God. And I was kneeling by a fire, but I was wearing my regular clothes, my contemporary clothes, but in this cave. And I'm like, holy cow, what's going on? And as this thing that came out of the ground because of my hubris, basically annihilated the entire village and waited last for me so I could see what I had done and was barreling down this cave entrance towards me. And I mentioned it. I wasn't afraid in this vision at all. I was just like, well, it's coming for me now. And it frightened the person who was the hypnotherapist.
Oh.
So she started backing me out like crazy. I'm like, don't. I want to see what this thing is. Obviously, I paid the piper at one point. I want to see what this is. And she freaked out so bad that was almost brutal how she yanked me out of this session.
Wow.
And said, you don't need to see that. I said, well, clearly I did, you tool. I mean, I'm trying to sit here and get, hello. Yet what was so interesting about this is that this happened, God, 20 years before I went into spiritual practice. So when I went into my spiritual practice now, I have a profound, profound recognition that none of this is mine. I author none of this. It comes through me. This power is not mine. It comes from source.
Right.
And so I believe that even though I didn't get to see the monster that was coming there, or the spirit. Actually, I did when I first opened the door, but I kind of wanted to see it come around the corner like a horror movie. I know. What kind of tool am I? That's weird. But I believe strongly that that released me into the future for work that I would do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything that we can do to heal ourselves is we've done so much damage, haven't we, to ourselves. Anything that we can do, any kind of healing that we can do, even if it's just a little thing. could be a major thing, could be a little thing, but anything is going to help, you know, move us further along spiritually. And in doing that, then we are able to help more people. And see, I think that's what the end game is. It's not just about me healing myself. It's about me making more room so that I can get more messages and more intuition and more tools to use to help other people.
Absolutely. And it's about the cycle of healing. Mm-hmm. And if you guys are listening, I didn't really call the hypnotherapist a tool. I didn't even know that term back in 1996. I'm just saying it's how I felt.
Well, you bring up a good point though, because there are a lot of people out there who are calling themselves hypnotherapists that really have no business doing any kind of hypnotherapy work. It's true.
Well, it's true. And you guys, this is one of the reasons, Lisa, why I wanted to have you on today, because you are very good at what you do. You are very reputable at what you do. You're very responsible with how you do it.
Thank you.
And I'm very, very thrilled to have you here. And again, if you're listening out there, Lisa can actually help you over the phone. She can help you over Skype. She can help you online. She can help you here in Billings. Lisa, how do people get a hold of you? Okay, we'll start in Billings. If you're in Billings and you want to see you in person, where do they find you?
They would find me at 208 North 29th Street, Suite 227 at SoulSync. And that's in the Head and Empire building upstairs. And the phone number, 406-696-7946. Or you can find me online at healthyhappyfree.me.
That is fantastic. Healthyhappyfree.me. If you're out of the area, again, the gift of alas, you guys, the gift of traveling spirituality through tonality. That's what it is, through the voice. It's timeless. It's spaceless. You don't need to necessarily be in the same room with you. And I love the fact that you have people all over the country that you help. I think that's fantastic.
I love it. I love everyone. I mean, I feel like everyone who comes to me, we're supposed to meet with each other. And you probably have experienced this too, Danielle, in your practice where you've, somebody will come in the door and you just know that that person was supposed to be there, you know, like we're supposed to meet with each other. And so it's been awesome. Sometimes I'll be learning a new skill or practicing a new skill, and all of a sudden clients will show up and they'll want me to do that one thing. It's kind of cool, actually.
You know, what's absolutely cool is that you, using your intuition, I'm sorry, I'm talking to your angels too over here, are able to guide people in a very compassionate way towards, I'm going to call them landmines in the self. And I don't want that to sound too creepy to people listening. Yet if we do have something that we've buried and we don't know that it's there, you have a very compassionate way of allowing people to confront that issue and not be collapsed in on under the weight of the confrontation. I really do believe that is a sign of a very gifted hypnotherapist.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Compassion really means to feel it with them. So I'm there with them. You know what I mean? So it's really easy to help people. And I also come from a different perspective. So it's a privilege really of mine to be able to help people in that way.
We got time for one quick question here for you, Lisa, in the chat room. And a male 77 says, when under, would you have to experience all of your past torments to heal?
No. No, you don't have to experience all of your past torments at all. In fact, I don't believe that you have to experience any of them. You can observe them. You can become aware of them. You do not have to re-experience any torments at all. And that's another sign of an inexperienced hypnotherapist, is somebody who would allow you to experience the pain over and over again. It's not necessary at all.
No, just the recognition, it sounds like.
Yeah, just the recognition becoming aware of it.
Becoming aware of it so that you can release it. You got to know where the butterfly lives if you're going to let it out of the cage.
Right.
You know, it's pretty much what we're doing here. Guys, my guess, we could keep going and going and going. And Lisa, we will have you on again.
Awesome.
You're delightful. We have people in the chat room saying, this is not long enough. Aww. Oh, so we will have you on again. I would like to let you guys all know that we do have the Sight Unseen archives up on the site now. So check out mtradio.net. I believe it's /sightunseen. Is that right? Sean?
/content/sightunseen. You can just click the link on the site.
Click the link. Click the Sight Unseen, like you'll find it. So yeah, get over there and check it out. There's been so many of you asking. So check us out, guys. Thanks so much, Lisa. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You betcha. Guys, catch us next week. Have a great week and be authentic. Thank you.